Good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. You can be turning tonight to the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 17. This is our first time here tonight. Count it an honor to be here. We met some of the folks, I think it was Tuesday night, over at Brother Alcorn's, and I told them we would do our best to try to be here with you tonight. Brother Alcorn has spoken about you at different times, giving you a thumbs up, so that is something I guess you can take to the bank. It's good to see everybody. There's a few faces here we recognize and a few faces we don't. But nonetheless, we're here tonight. Good to see Brother Alcorn and his church. Good brother in the Lord. He's been good to our ministry, been good to our family. We appreciate him tonight. Thank God tonight for the blessing we got here. Amen. How many's got a blessing already? I'll tell you, you need to get you a blessing in the hour we're living in. I was reading over in the book of Judges after Samson had slew that 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of the ass. The Bible said that his flesh became weary, and he called up on the Lord, and he said, "Now will you leave me to fall into the hands of these uncircumcised Philistines?" The Bible said the Lord took that jawbone and he clave out a hollow place, and out came the water. And when Samson drunk, his spirit revived within him. Amen. I preached a message not long ago on either drink up or you'll dry up. Amen. And so it's so important. Every time we come to the house of the Lord, we just put our cups over the water spout and we say, "God, fill us up." Amen. Amen. I want to get filled up, don't you? To overflowing. Amen. The book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in verses 17. Verses 16 he writes and he says, "Rejoice evermore and pray without ceasing." Rejoice evermore and pray without ceasing. In his epistle here, he is saying to the church of Thessalonica to rejoice evermore and to pray without stopping. Amen. We realize tonight that it's a requirement for a child of God to pray. How many believes that tonight? It don't matter what age you are tonight or how long that you've been in the Lord. There is a responsibility that God has placed up on each one of us in here that we maintain and possess a prayerful relationship with God each and every day of our lives. Amen. The night that I got saved, I made my way to an altar, and I prayed my way through to old-time salvation. Amen. So that's one way that you can communicate with the Lord, is through and by a prayer life. Amen. Now we realize we communicate with God in other ways. We communicate with God in our way of worship. We communicate with God sometimes in a holy dance when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon us. But yet we also verbally communicate with God by our mouth, through and by the work that we call prayer. Amen. Did you know the Bible tells us, amen, that Jesus, he often prayed? You can go back and you can read there in the four Gospels. There was on different occasions when Jesus himself, he rose up in the morning and there he went into a solitary place and there he prayed to the Father. Amen. The Bible goes on and tells us that Jesus went into a large mountain and there he continued with God all night in prayer. And it was after that he prayed all night long, he came down from off the mountain and he called his 12 apostles and he ordained them and he gave them power against unclean spirits and to heal all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases. Now that goes back to where the apostle James said, "It's the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man that availeth much." How many believes it tonight? Amen. Prayer is still one weapon that we have in our warfare in fighting the powers of the devil. No wonder Jesus said, "Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation, for the flesh is weak, but the spirit is indeed willing." Amen. Amen. So we can find much exhortation in God's word of the great results of when an individual prays.
Now tonight, prayer not ought to be an option. It ought not to be a hardship, but friend, it is an obligation tonight. Amen. And I want to tell you, friend, if you probably don't have much of a prayer life, you probably ain't got a much chance of standing in these times in which we're living in. Amen. Do you know the Bible tells us, amen, in the book of St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26, when Jesus led his disciples out as far as the Garden of Gethsemane, the Bible said that Jesus, he went about a stone's cast, and there he knelt down and he prayed to the Father, and he came back to where Peter and James and John were, and he found them asleep, and he said, "What? Could you not watch with me but 1 hour? My God, friend, what does it hurt for a child of God to take an hour of their time and spend it at an altar of prayer in the presence of God? Amen. Amen. How many remember some of them all-night prayer meetings? I can remember growing up in the church up there in Bethel, Ohio, when the saints would meet out on a Friday night and on a Saturday night. Amen. And they took the time to pray all night long. Amen. But now you start mentioning all night prayer meetings, people start getting a little nervous. People start getting a little scared. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, I believe the church could be far greater, amen, than what it is now if the people would get back to praying and spending more time, amen, down on their face seeking God, then more time on the telephone, then more time in front of the TV. I'm telling you, friend, Paul said to pray without ceasing. Oh, is this a cell phone? Amen. Amen. We're all guilty. I'll raise my guilty hand first to admit it, but I come up so short at the altar. They wrote that song. That one songwriter wrote that song. If the altar could talk, what would it be saying in your life? I wonder tonight, friend, if the altar could talk and reveal out each one of our prayers' life, I wonder what would it be a saying? How much time are you spending down at the altar? Amen. Vice versa, how much time are you spending on the telephone? I want to tell you what, friend, if you could spend more time on the telephone than you can down at the altar, you're committing sin. If you could spend more time in front of the computer and on the internet, friend, than you can in the presence of the Creator, it's a possibility that you're committing sin and I'm committing sin. Oh, amen. Amen. Oh, it's so easy. It's so easy to dial up one another's telephone number and get on the phone, and before we realize it, we're sitting there talking, amen, and before we realize it, time is passing away and we're talking 2 and 3 hours, and we find everything in the world to talk about. But when we get down to talk to God, it seems like we're lost for words. It seems like we can't find nothing to pray about. My God, friend, and we wonder why we're in the shape we're in. We wonder why we're sitting in the ashes of what used to be a great fire. I'll tell you, friend, the only way the Holy Ghost came is when the apostles went into the upper room, and there they was all in one court and in one place, making prayer and supplication unto the God of heaven. Amen. Now let me just say this, and I say this carefully, amen, but if you ain't been praying today, amen, I don't see how you can get up and prophesy and come with a word from God. Amen. My friend, amen. If you've been sitting around gossiping and talking about one another and living in the carnal, friend, and then trying to get up and prophesy, I doubt your prophecies are real. Give me someone, amen, that's down talking and communicating with God, and I'll tell you, that'll be one that will come with a word from God. I want to tell you what tonight. I want to tell you what. If you'll get down and communicate with God, He'll communicate back with you. Amen. And the only way he could communicate with your friend is when you're willing to get down and be on talking terms with God. Amen. Give us a people that'll get on talking terms with the Almighty. Amen. Amen. Do you know in Genesis chapter 4, there in the last two verses of that chapter, the Bible tells us after Cain had slew Abel, God had gave Adam and Eve a replacement son by the name of Seth. And unto Seth there was born a son by the name of Enos. And it was then that man began to call upon the name of the Lord. I'm telling you, friend, people has been praying to God ever since the beginning of time. And I want to tell you, friend, until the day that Jesus catches his church away, friend, there's still going to be people that's willing to pray and to call upon his name. I'll tell you, friend, I talked to God this morning. What'd you do when you first woke up? Did you talk to God? Amen. Or was your interest somewhere else? Do you know what David said? Open that Bible up to Psalms 55. Psalms 55 and verses 17. This right here is coming from King David over Jerusalem. Who's got it? He said, what'd he say? Evening, morning, and at noon will I pray and I'll cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Amen. Do you know today, friend, there are people that don't feel like they can get their day started unless they bow down to the coffee pot. Amen. I know people, the first thing they do, amen, when they get up, they can't get the day going unless they've had them a good cup of coffee from McDonald's. And there ain't nothing wrong with it. But I'll tell you what, friend, the church would be far better off if we would start our day off talking to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. I'll tell you, friend, we'd be a lot further off than what we are. Hey, I'm telling you. We have our share of battles. I know I look like a live wire up here, but we've been through some battles here lately. I'll tell you, the devil knows how to try to slip in and he can wreck up a home. Amen. That's why, friend, one of the weapons of your warfare, Paul told the church of Ephesians chapter 6, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance. I want to tell you what, mommy, the best thing you can tell your children to do instead of spending time, amen, instead of spending too much time in front of the DVD player, tell them to shut that thing off and find them an altar somewhere in their life. I'll tell you, friend, it'll do them better than being in front of the DVD player set all the time watching cartoons. Praying is better than watching Bugs Bunny. Prayer is better than watching Roadrunner. That's right. You hear me, kids? I'm telling you a fact. Amen. You need to remember the Creator in the days of your youth. I wish to God, amen, in the home I was growing up in, I wish mom and daddy would have taught me the ways of the Lord. Amen. I've got scars in my life. Amen. But I believe if I'd have been taught the ways of the Lord and learned to call upon God in my younger years, I may not have the scars that I've got tonight. I'm here to tell you, friend, you can't go wrong if you still believe in praying. Amen. Paul said, our God is a rewarder of those that will diligently seek him. What's that mean, to diligently seek him? That word diligently seek God means to just earnestly entreat your need to the Lord. Amen. I'll tell you, amen. I'll tell you, friend, David said, evening, morning, and at noon, before you go to bed, Do you really get down on your face and get earnest before God? I'm telling you, friend, people play these little crocodile prayers before they go to sleep. You know, they just lay on their bed with their head on their pillow and just say one of them little, hypocritical type prayers. I want to tell you, friend, it ain't getting the job done. God is looking for some prayer warriors. He's looking for some prayer warriors, friend, that ain't afraid to get down and really go after God. I'm telling you, friend, we need to learn how to go after God at an altar of prayer. I just say this humbly, but I back in November of last year, I preached full time. Amen. I woke up in November of last year, closed out a revival down in McCurry County, had to go to the emergency room. I've been fighting brain tumor-like symptoms all year long. Amen. I'll tell you, friend, hey man, you know what's keeping me in the pulpit and keeping me going? It ain't so much the doctors. It ain't so much the medications they're trying to prescribe. I'll tell you who's keeping me going. Hey man, that invisible God tonight that we can't see with our natural eyes, but yet we can behold his glory. Thank God. I'll tell you, friend, that's what's keeping me going. Somebody said, you've been drinking Mountain Dew. I ain't been drinking Mountain Dew or eating chocolate. I'll tell you what I've been doing, friend. I've been supping in the presence of God. I'm telling you, friend, it's high time tonight, friend. We learn how to get back down on our face and cry out to God. My God, friend, if we can talk one to another, why can't we spend some time with God just as much? I'll tell you. Amen. We look at the prophetic ministry that the prophet Daniel had. Daniel was a man. The Bible tells us he dreamed dreams. He interpreted dreams. Daniel looked into the future. The Bible says there in Daniel's big prophecy, chapter 7, and he saw that spirit of Antichrist that was coming to wear out the saints. He looked in the 12th chapter of the book of Daniel. He saw that in the last days that knowledge was going to increase. Amen. And people was going to be going to and fro. We wonder, how did Daniel have such an accurate preciseness of the coming things that was going to come in the latter days? I'll tell you what, Daniel had so much revealed to him. It's because Daniel, according to Daniel chapter 6, when Daniel heard that the writing was signed, that for the space of 30 days that he couldn't ask a petition of his God or any other man, except he came to King Darius. And when Daniel heard the writing was signed, Daniel did as he did aforetime. He went to his house, into his chamber, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, and up on his knees 3 times a day he prayed and he gave thanks to his God as he did in four times.
You know what? If you pray enough, God can show you some things. And if you don't pray enough, he can't show you nothing because you ain't communicating. Amen. The word of God ain't like a newspaper. You've got to pray. Amen. Get the Spirit to reveal it.
Amen. 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 We read of those apostles in Acts chapter 3. Amen. There in verses 1, the Bible said, now Peter and John went up to the temple at the hour of prayer. Amen. Amen. Be in the 9th hour. My God, friend, we wonder why they could look to that lame man and say, silver and gold, oh, have I none. But I'll tell you, friend, when we start fasting a little more, amen, we're doing too much feasting. The churches are doing too much eating. We're spending too much time in McDonald's. Brother, when we ought to be pushing back our plates and falling on our face and humbling ourselves and say, God, give us the power that the early church had. Give us the way they had it. I want to tell you, friend, it'll come again when we'll commit ourselves and humble ourselves down in His mighty presence. I'll tell you, I started on a fast yesterday. I told the Lord I ate just a small little bit of food today because I was getting a little hungry. But I said, Lord, I said, I'm going to start my fast back tonight unless somebody takes me out to eat after church. Amen. Now, that don't exclude you from wanting to invite me out. I'll go. But you're buying. Amen. That's the only way I'm going. Amen. But listen, friend, we find there, you know the story, how that man came to Jesus when he was coming down from the mountain of transfiguration. He came and he met Jesus and he said, I brought my lunatic son to your disciples and they could not cure him. They could not cast out that spirit. And Jesus said, bring hither your son to me. And he rebuked that devil out of that boy. Amen. And those disciples came to Jesus privately and they said, why could we not cast him out? Listen, why do we come to church night after night and we have good moves of the Spirit like we're having around here, but yet we still see them sitting in wheelchairs? I'll tell you, friend, they used to empty out the wheelchairs and put them on the wall for a plaque and for a trophy and for a testimony of what God could do. My God, friend, amen. That came to Jesus and they said, why could not we cast him out? Jesus went on and told them, it's because of your unbelief. But to make the scripture short, he said, howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and by fasting. I wonder tonight, friend, I wonder, for you that don't have to get up in the morning, who would be willing to stay all night tonight if the pastor called for an all-night prayer meeting? You see, I'm a full-time preacher. I don't have to get up as early as some of you do have to go to a public job. So I could stay here all night long if this brother wanted to. Hey, man, we just shut out a 10-night revival over here near Somerset, Kentucky. And I say it humbly, but we had 6 souls get saved. And that pastor, he left the church open day and night. He said, you can come here and pray all night long if you want to. My wife will verify it. I went down there much throughout the day, didn't I? I went down there much about the midnight hour. Brother, I said, God, amen, if we need a revival, if this church needs uplifting, they need it in these 3 nights. We went from 3 nights to 10 nights. We had 6 people get saved. I'm going to tell you, friend, but had it not been for somebody praying, had it not been for the people calling out to God, we'd have probably never seen a move of the Spirit of God like we saw it. Oh, it's good tonight, friend, ain't it? I love you. You love me. I hope you love me tonight. Amen. I'm just telling you, friend, it's not my interpretation of the Bible. It's what thus saith the Lord. Amen. In Jeremiah chapter 33, when Jeremiah was shut up in the court of the prison, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah and said, call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Friend, what we need more now than ever, bring back them old. How many remember some of them prayer chains where people used to pray around the clock? Non-stop. One would say, I'll pray an hour. The next would say, I'll pray an hour. The third would say, I'll pray an hour. And people would pray around the clock non-stop. But today, our schedules are so bombarded. It's so busy. We've become like busy Martha. We're so cumbered about. Amen. that she came to Jesus and she said, "Master, carest thou not that Mary hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me." And Jesus said, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful." I'm telling you, friend, and one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. I want to tell you, friend, if you want to hold out until the end, if you want to make it in these last days, you're going to have to get you a prayer life. I'll tell you, friend, if you want to stay right with God more now than ever, friend, you're going to have to learn to get down and pray through. We used to believe in praying it through.
Them old timers used to pray it through, didn't they? If they heard that someone, was sick across the holler, you see, back in those days, they didn't have the convenience of transportation like we got today. They used to have to walk across the hollers. And if they heard that somebody was sick, you know what they'd do? They'd grab a few of them prayer warriors and they would take some anointing oil and they would go over and they would anoint them in the name of the Lord Jesus and they would stay there until God would speak. They would stay there until God would raise them up. But friend, today we're living in such a fast-paced society that we ain't got time to tarry much anymore and wait for God. I'll tell you, friend, that's why God can't speak. And just about the time God is ready to speak, amen, we're rushing away from God when we need to be rushing toward Him. Oh, is that not right? People used to have habits in their lives. I know I ain't never had a nicotine habit. But I'm telling you what, friend, there ain't no hold in your life too great of what my Lord ain't able to deliver you from at an altar of prayer. I want to tell you, friend, you can go to the drugstore and buy all these nicotine patches all you want to, friend. Amen. They may help you for a little bit, but until you, amen, pray it through at an altar and eradicate it out of your life, you'll still hold on to that old habit, whether it's smoking, whatever it is, friend. I'm telling you, we're going to have to pray our problems through. We're going to have to know that we prayed through on it. We've got, me and my wife has got areas in our life we're having to pray through on. I'm telling you, friend, if the fight's becoming greater against the child of God more now than ever, it's what we're fighting tonight, brother. I know churches tonight, Brother Dwight, right up in Ohio where we preached at, brother, they're about to fold and close the doors. I'll tell you, friend, what people need to do instead of folding and closing the doors. You know what I told somebody? I said, sometimes I think it'd be good if we had just come to church and the pastor would just get up and stay instead of singing tonight, instead of shouting, instead of running and prophesying and I'm good for it all. It'd be good if the pastor just say, tonight we're going to weep before the Lord. We're going to cry out. Amen. We're going to, amen, take this time. My God, friend, say, God, help us. Let us find out what the problem is. I'll tell you what, you know why people go home and they don't really pray? Amen. I'll tell you why people that come to the altar, you ever just sit and listen to people pray before? Some people can get down, brother, and they just know how to talk to God. And there's others that get down, and after a few seconds, they don't know what to pray about. They're just looking around. Amen. Amen. They're afraid to get up and be the first one back to their seat. Afraid somebody will say, what's wrong with him? I'll tell you what, friend. The reason why people don't know how to pray is because they never go home and do their homework. I want to tell you, friend, if you want to get passing grades in the presence of God, you're going to have to learn to go home. Amen. And find you an altar, find you a prayer bench, and get in it, friend, and take hold of the horns of the altar. My God, friend, don't just wait to come to church to pray. Friend, if that's the only kind of prayer life you have, you might as well hang it up, friend. You'll lose out. You'll not make it. Do you know what 2 Chronicles chapter 7 tells us? Now when Solomon
had made an end of praying, the fire of God fell and consumed the sacrifices there that Solomon presented upon the altar. Wouldn't you like to be able to pray in such a way as Elijah prayed? He prayed earnestly. And when he prayed earnestly, the Bible said the heavens gave not rain for the space of 3 years and 6 months. And then he prayed again, and the heavens brought forth the rain, and the earth yielded its fruit and new season. Oh. Give us some more Elijahs that can say, Lord, hold back the rain. Amen. I'll tell you, friend, the only way the church is going to ever find healing and power with God again, don't get me wrong, we're just sort of skimming the surface around here tonight, but there's greater than what we've already witnessed. But I'm telling you, friend, let me tell you, and I'm going to get ready to close out, but did you know that God, he gave Solomon the recipe for revival when he said, if my people, which are called by my name, somebody said, that ain't me he's talking to. Who? That's this outside world. No, friend, that's me he's talking to. You. That's you tonight. That concludes us all. That says we're in the church. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. How many's one of his tonight? Are you one of his? How many like to just learn how to spend more time in his presence? I'll tell you. Amen. We used to have those all-night prayer meetings there in Bethel at that church. Our youth group did. Brother, we got so saturated in his presence, we'd pray all night long. Amen. We got sometimes so drunk in the spirit that they had to carry us out the door. If someone had to drive us home, my God, friend, that's what we need. Let us get so drunk that the outside world will look in saying, what meaneth this? I'm telling you, friend, if you want the Holy Ghost, whatever you want, friend, amen, the only way you're going to get it is by praying it down. It'll come no other way. They can try to blow it on you. You can go to the fancified preacher, but friend, except you're praying, amen, it'll not come to your life. People's always sitting around. Don't get me wrong, I don't have the gift of prophecy. I hope I get it yet before I leave here. But people sitting around just waiting for somebody to come by to give them a word. Amen. Amen, friend. If you ain't got a word as of yet, amen, I'm telling you what, you know what you need to do? You need to get to an altar. Amen. And I'll tell you what, you talk about getting a word from God, and you'll know, amen, bank on it, it'll come to pass. I may fail you. What I prophesied to you may let you down, but I'm telling you, friend, what God prophesies to you at an altar of prayer, you can bank on it, it will come to pass. My God, you can't go wrong if you'll hit you an altar and pray through.
Yeah. Hallelujah.